I anticipated it. Not completely. I am not completely devoid of background in the law. Not that I had any formal training, nor do I even hint at having any capability in the law, except that in my time in Westinghouse, I have been closely allied with the legal department. Let's first go back to what I told you about the international company. The licensing operation took a fair amount of legal documentation. Also in those days, we were very much aware of the fact that antitrust laws can be easily violated or broken unless you know what you're doing. So as a result, I was constantly in touch with our lawyers. My exposure to the lawyers in the antitrust case, of course, was long and arduous. Plus, I think I have a leaning toward the law if I have been given any opportunity to be a lawyer. But on the other hand, I think as a vice chairman of corporate affairs, you have to have faith in the man who heads up the operation under you. You have to listen carefully and make judgments, if necessary, based on what he tells you and on what you try to find out by questioning or hear from other people. So I was not uncomfortable in any of these jobs. The one with the least comfort, perhaps, might have been finance, but not by much. Personnel. I've been dealing with personnel for some time. Or had been. In fact, going back to the Windsor operation in Brooklyn, I hired every one of the 300 employees personally. I had help in the documentation of their entrance and so forth. I've handled unions. Was a union member myself at one time. Detested every minute I was in it. I threatened to quit. This was an NRA time. You wouldn't remember that. We were forced to join the union. I went to my boss and I wanted to part. I want to quit. And he kindly said, go back to your desk and quit bitching. Of course, the Canadian thing that's reported to me and the international, I was quite at home there. And also, if you're going to run an operation, you better have the best man you can find for that job. It's no good trying to carry somebody in general. The people who rise up through the ranks of any organization are good people. You're not talking about getting some substandard person. If you get somebody who will not cooperate, will not work with you, that's a different